So if I could have our young disciples come forward, excuse me. Anybody else who feels young is welcome to come on up. Oh, girl. Young at heart, right? Amen. Okay. I've heard about you this last week, so watch it. Y'all have heard me talk about this before, Landon. Can you remember what we called this? No cheating, Michelle. Or Ann. See? You got to practice.
I know. I'm sorry.
Cornucopia. Can you say that with me?
Cornucopia.
Cornucopia. Right. Say it like you mean it.
Cornucopia.
There we go. Yeah, that's this is a really cool display for us. It's also called the Horn of Plenty. Y'all ever heard that term before? The Horn of Plenty? And it's something that, as we see displayed, is filled with so many different things from our community of who we are and whose we are. And it's a way for us to display in an outward sign of gratitude, of thankfulness, and a way for us to really amplify this horn of plenty that we have so much. We have so, so much to be thankful for. And it's just an abundant supply. And it's a reminder, you'll hear this in the Bible passage from the book of Deuteronomy today, that this supply is in conjunction with, stay with me, Landon, is in conjunction with God's tithe, right? What was God's tithe? When I say tithe, you're like, what? Tithe, what is that? But that, what was God's gift to us? No cheating. No cheating. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. God's Son was the gift. That was His tithe. And so when we think about that, when we think about what God's tithe is, and then our offering of thankfulness, of plenty, this horn of plenty, that we give back a portion in gratitude for that gift every day, right? And this is an example of that. It's a wonderful example of that and how we can be thankful. The Bible lesson says, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." Great-grandma, your grandma, your mom, you. Yeah, yeah. All generations. So I want you to think about that when we're thinking about Thanksgiving this week. And families are getting together and, you know, sometimes that's hard. You know, sometimes it's a lot to think about with parents and siblings and stuff. Right? It's just stuff. I'm talking to you this morning, right? Stuff. But I'm also talking to you. Because when we get together at that table of Thanksgiving and perhaps we join hands and we say a prayer and we offer, just a voice of thanks. Man, we got to do it from the heart. Because there is so much to be thankful for. There is so much to be thankful for. And for our focus to be on that. Not the other stuff. But being thankful. Being thank-filled. The other stuff, it'll take care of itself. It'll work itself out. But being thankful. Will you pray with me? Gracious One, we thank You. We thank You for all of the good gifts that You have given to us, that You give to us. And most of all, we thank You for Your love and for the gift of Your Son, Jesus. Be in our hearts and our minds and remind us that You are with us always and in all things. In Christ's name we pray. And everybody says, Amen. Amen. Thank You, my young disciples.